Welcome to our lesson today. I'm going to start the lesson with two verses of Scripture. One is 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, and the second verse of Scripture that I'm going to read is 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. In Timothy, Paul says this, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." The next verse I'm going to read is found in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. Here in this third chapter, Peter brought up the name of Paul, and he says that some of the things that he wrote in his epistles were hard to be understood, which they, the false teachers, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrestle, as they do also other scriptures, unto their own destruction. I read these for a purpose. Just the other day, I read a version of the Bible called As Good As New. It's a version that was translated by former Baptist minister John Henson, subtitled A Radical Retelling of the Scripture. It was released in June of 2004 by an English group of self-confessed radicals who called themselves One. In this book, the word heaven is translated a world without time and space. In this As Good As New version, parables are called riddles, and in an effort to find favor with women, this translation renders the words that Jesus spoke, Son of Man, a title Jesus often called himself. They render this word the complete person. You know what they translated the word Father into? It's translated, even though it's one of God's scriptural titles, they translated that as All-Loving God. And in order to please some people, Jesus is not called the Son of God, but rather God's likeness. But I'm not the only one that was astonished with this translation. A brief review published in the Times of London pointed out that apparently one goal of the version was to eliminate biblical scriptures against homosexuals and other illicit sex. Paul's condemnations of gay sex are deleted, and Christians are told to go out and have more sex. Can you imagine that? But wait, that's not all. In addition to this kind of politically correct censorship, they went even further by departing from the traditional canon of Scripture, by omitting several of the epistles. They eliminated 1 and 2 Timothy, the book of Titus, 2 Peter, 2 and 3 John, the book of Jude, and also the book of Revelation, and in their stead substitute an ancient book known as the Gospel of Thomas, a favorite text of the New Age spiritual movement. Now, I don't know if you have ever read the book of the Gospel of Thomas or not, but I have. Just last week, I read a portion of it to my wife, Shirley. Miss Shirley knew right away It was not inspired of God. So don't let the writings outside of the Bible have a whole lot of influence with you. Keep your eyes on the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will lead and guide you into all truth. They say, we're trying to renew the church from within, believing that all denominations should make more rapid progress towards unity and a more urgent response to contemporary issues. These arguments represent an attempt to justify their version, radically retelling of the scripture. It is claimed that the adjustments are made according to widely accepted theories of translations. My, where did they get an idea like that? I know of no church, no preacher, no Christian anywhere that would believe such translations as these. What church have they been attending? This is a retired ex-Baptist preacher. Now we know why he's an ex-Baptist preacher. The Baptists don't believe this. No one that I know believes this kind of stuff. No one that I know would not include 1st and 2nd Timothy, or the book of Titus, or 2nd Peter, or 2nd and 3rd John, and the book of Jude, which we all know and most of us can quote it by memory. And then there's the book of Revelation. Why wouldn't they want people to know what was in the book of Revelation? This book tells every saint how it's going to end. In the book of Revelation, we get the good news that Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will one day rule over everything. He will be the King of all the nations. He will not only be our King, but He'll be the King of everyone. He will be the only King in the universe. All the kingdoms of the earth will come under His rule. I'm looking forward to that. I would warn you, if you come across a version of the Bible entitled Good as New, a radical retelling of the scripture, don't buy it. You don't want to take that Bible within a mile of your home. Now, before I stop teaching, I'd like to mention that Henson, in the introduction to this book, maintains that Jesus never warned anyone to avoid the wide and easy way that leads to destruction, which Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 7. Henson maintains that the church has completely misunderstood Jesus. Henson tells us that it is the wide and easy way that leads to life, while the narrow gate spoken of by Jesus is the way of death. How deceived can a person be? This is pernicious doctrine. This is the doctrines of the devil. Stay away from it.